The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
They made a book about a video game.
Game.
We made a podcast about that book.
Welcome to 8-Bit Book Club, the only book club that makes you dumber.
Dumb.
We are your lore lords, Brian Murphy, Emily Axford, and Caldwell Tanner. And we've got two very special guests today. First off, less excited about him, Jake Hurwitz.
Why would you say that? How would you introduce any guests?
That was rude.
You're start kind of with the bad and we'll get to the good.
You know what? Yeah. We're going to go ahead and edit that out. No, you keep it in. And then, of course, we've got a certified Mario lore lord. You know a lot about Mario. Yeah. Mario lover, Adam Conover.
It's a me, Adam.
Very good.
Great.
Mario genius, I believe, is what it says on your resume.
Yeah, I have. I have Mario on my shirt.
There he is.
Yeah.
Do you want to walk the audience through your outfit just so they know how committed you are?
Sure. There's only two pieces.
Okay.
Well, what about all the Mario tattoos?
One of them is
really stretch it out. Really stretch it out.
I should get some Mario tattoos. Actually, I have no tattoos.
Do they make Mario jeans? I want to wear some Mario jeans.
I've been hunting for them.
Yeah.
Oh, Mario Jankos
overalls
with like a little jump man on the butt pocket. That would be so sick.
This shirt, for those who can't see it, this is a Uniqlo X Mario collab.
Hell yeah.
It's got a little Mario emblem where you would see the little Izod crocodile, but it's a little pixelated Mario, and then the entire shirt is covered with pixelated Mario things.
These look like the official pixel grids, by the way. Like the official pixel map.
Yeah, that's why it's a collab.
This is the official.
Uniqlo's not going to get
this
sued.
Is official. And let me tell you something. I missed it when it first came out, and then I went to a Crossroads trading company in LA, and I saw it, and I was like, I must cop.
Yeah.
Because I remember this limited edition collab, and you know, people don't know what they have here. Like, and I wear it every day.
Did you say that to the person as you checked out? You guys don't know what you're selling here.
You climbed into the display.
I'm going to relieve you of this treasure.
I'm going to go flip this shit, all right?
We went to Super Mario World at Universal Studios like pretty quickly after it came out, and Adam was legitimately kind of starstruck by Mario.
Yes.
And we waited online to meet Mario.
Like, I know you're not the real Mario, but you know him.
When I'm confronted with a character actor in a big suit, like, it makes me legitimately nervous.
It does feel like you're meeting an actual celebrity.
Yeah. Oh, do I pose with them? Yeah.
Which eye do I look at? Your face is so big.
Look at the mouth. That's what
I turned into a 5-year-old. Lisa, my girlfriend, was like, "Do you want to get your picture with Mario?" And I was like, "If that's okay, could we wait in line?" Yeah, okay, I'll get it. Yeah, sure.
I went to Disneyland with Suze a few weeks back, and she was like making fun of me nonstop because we went to the Star Wars area, and I just whispered to her, "That's the Mandalorian." And I didn't even mean to. It just escaped my mouth, being like, "Holy shit, it's him!"
Just Mando at the bar trying to eat by himself.
Hey man, my break's 10 minutes. Yeah. Can you stop bothering me?
I'm with my family, dude.
Big fan of your work, sir. May I shake Grogu's hand? Yeah.
Your kid's really crying over there.
All right, so we've got a bunch of Mario game books here from the early 90s. We're going to let Adam choose live on air. Not that suspenseful for you at home because you're looking at the title of the episode.
Suspenseful for us, though.
And you see what he chose. Unless we want to just put like question marks there.
That's
I think that would be bad for the
At the very
downloads.
Least, you're going to see how the sausage is made.
Yeah. Yeah. Blocks.
Adam, you want to describe what you're looking at?
I'm looking at 4 Nintendo Adventure books. 3 of them are Pringles Special Edition.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Which came free with 2 cans of Pringles.
Nintendo
collab.
Yeah.
If you get a used Pringles edition, you should get some used Pringles too.
These are not used. I had to buy buy two cans of Pringles for each of these books. Okay. And I had to really argue with the Pringles rep because they did not want to give me these books. They said that is a very old deal.
The books aren't good. They've gone bad.
What's crazy about these is three of these I remember checking out of the public library.
Really?
Yeah, which is, I don't know why I needed a library card, because if you just have Pringles, you can get the books. It's
kind of, the Pringles man looks like Mario, an American Mario.
That must have been like what the Pringles
PR person was. You're right, he does.
Holy shit.
Oh my God. Yeah,
I've
Pringles,
never thought of that.
The Pringles man is a Mario relative.
Okay, Jake, you're officially a gamer now.
Really?
Yeah.
Welcome. Can I get a different intro?
Welcome to the show, Jake Hurwitz. <All right.
laughs> So I even told Caldwell when we were looking at these initially that I remembered one from my childhood named Just Desserts, and you said that one's too rare.
Extremely rare. Cannot find.
Wow.
Really?
These are like $50 each minimum on eBay. These
Oh yeah, I meant to mention that, guys. We are in the red now.
Shit.
I spent all of our company money on Mario books.
So we got one that says, by the way, these all have the Nintendo seal of quality on them.
which, as we know, in the 90s meant everything. So many good regular Nintendo games.
Another interesting thing, they're all by Clyde Bosco except for one.
Interesting.
Matt Wayne did Brain Drain.
The outlier.
Clyde Bosco did the rest.
Interesting.
Wrote a 50-page long choose your own adventure book.
It's hard to do.
So we've got Double Trouble, where we've got two Luigis and two. What do you think? That's Lemmy Koopa or Iggy Koopa?
Oh gosh,
let me see.
These are the ones that are hard to tell.
Let me see.
Oh, that's Lemmy Koopa.
Yeah.
No, wait. Oh, wow. It is hard to tell. That might be Iggy Koopa. There's Iggy Koopa.
Let me see. Two of the Koopas.
Let the Pringles
Which
gamers
see. Where's the Koopa?
Well, the one with the red hat is Mario.
Yeah.
Jake, you're not a gamer anymore. Sorry.
Who's this lizard guy?
We've got Brain Drain, where Mario and Luigi are looking at Yoshi, who seems to be locked up in prison.
Whoa.
On the cover.
Yoshi looks mean in that one.
Yeah,
Yoshi's a hardened criminal. What did he do to get in there?
Yoshi has a troubling power, which he can put anything in his mouth and turn it into an egg. So, if he turned evil, it's very concerning.
Yeah.
We got Dinosaur Dilemma, which is a very generic sort of cover.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, not speaking to
that you. That one just looks like the cover of Super Mario.
And then the one that I'm most curious about, I feel is called Pipe Down.
Pipe Down.
You know that? Phrase kids love to hear their dad shout. Here's the Mario version of it. But what intrigues me about this is on the cover, we've got Princess Peach slam dunking a basketball.
All right.
Which I've never seen her do in a single Mario
game. And Mario and Luigi look concerned about it.
They're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, they want her to pipe down.
Yeah.
They pipe down all those dunks.
It's problematic early 90s.
They're trying to start their own NBA team.
Right.
And they don't want a woman to play.
And also, some of the pipes are pipe organ pipes, which is kind of surprising.
Oh, wow. Look at that. This is all going to fold together. Mm-hmm. All right.
So I select Pipe Down. I did not check this one out of the library when I was a kid. The others I think I did, so this one's going to be new to me.
So this is fresh.
All right.
Oh my God, the way you just folded the cover over backwards gave me a heart attack.
It could rip off, yeah.
It's a precious relic. Yeah.
The integrity of the book really altered after I did that.
many Pringle cover stands have done that before.
Well, part of the reason that I'm the reader is because I have so little respect for the source material that I can read it very fast, which I know it's not good for the integrity of the book. All right. Princess in Peril. The Mario Bros dash up, leaning against a rock. Tired, confused, bedraggled is Princess Toadstool. The sinister music has stopped playing, for now. I've tried and tried, but these magic sneakers won't come off, wails the princess.
She can't stop
slam dunking.
She doesn't even want to be balling.
Is this what's going to happen in the book?
This is the cold open.
This is the cold open. Uh-huh. Suddenly, the music begins to play once more. Before she can say another word, the spell seizes her again. She grabs her basketball and begins to dribble away. Stop her, cries Mario. He and Luigi race after Princess Toadstool. Finally, Luigi is within arm's reach of Her Highness. Just as he reaches out to grab her, though, she drops straight down into a large opening in the desert sand. Luigi is moving too fast to stop.
She was dribbling in the sand? Impossible.
That's how good she is.
That's how good she is. Luigi is moving too fast to stop, so he jumps right over the hole into an even larger one. he wails as he plummets into the darkness. What will happen to Mario, Luigi, and Princess Toadstool now? Wow. It's up to you to make the decisions that will get them past the pitfalls of this adventure.
This is dark. She's compelled to play basketball by an evil song.
It's like the fairies, like who in lore, they'll say like, oh, fairies came and people had to dance. They were forced to dance until they die.
Yeah.
All right.
She's been forced to ball.
She's been possessed by a hoop dream.
Oh, I forgot.
Forced to ball.
I forgot one of the things about these books is that they always write a letter up top from the Mario Bros.
We have to.
Yeah, but it says good luck, driplessly yours, signed off by the Mario Bros.
Does it say driplessly yours in this
one
too?
It does. It says driplessly yours at the end of everything because, of course, they're plumbers, so they're driplessly yours because they solve all your drips.
Yeah.
See, a lot of the early Nintendo writers really fixated on the plumber thing.
Oh, yeah, they're all about it.
Much more than Nintendo was just like, he's a plumber, I don't know. And then everyone else who created the extended Mario universe was just like, and they've got wrenches.
He loves pipes. He hates clogs. They like Drano. I don't know.
I want you to focus on how much shit he's dealing with on a day-to-day basis.
Ignore all the cool magic stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a whole letter that explains to us how adventure books work. We think we know. But we do get an item. The Mario Bros. Now have the wading boots. Turn to page 79. Wait. You'll see a box like the one below. This is what I get for skimming. All right.
Should we pause and grab a notebook or something like that?
No, we can remember. All right, ready, everybody?
Okay. I mean, we're adults. We should be able to remember.
You're desperate to jot shit down, dude. Just enjoy your Pringles.
We're adults reading a children's book. How hard could it be?
Okay, yeah.
Guys, my hand is stuck in the Pringles, too.
All right. It's a shoe polisher, Princess Toadstool shouts gleefully. Of the 67 presents she's received so far, this is the first one that isn't a pair of shoes.
Finally.
Whoa. Like the classic Doug episode.
What?
Did you just do a 90s poll that we don't know the reference to that you do?
You guys don't remember in the TV show Doug?
I remember Doug.
When his love interest.
Patty Mayonnaise,
correct. Everyone was getting her some kind of sports ball.
They were getting her a beat ball.
And then he makes a rack. She's like, so she gets too many beat balls, and then he's worried that his is bad because it's not a beat ball. But then she's like, oh my god, it's a beat ball rack.
Wait, but isn't it like something else?
It's supposed to be something else, and then she thinks it's a beat ball rack.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like a shoe rack, and he's why did I do this? It's so stupid.
Wow. Interesting.
Damn, okay, good pull, Axford.
Can you skim back and see if this is inspired by that classic Doug episode?
Inspired by the Doug episode that would come out 2 years later.
Beatball. Doug takes place in kind of like a parallel universe where like sports are, everything's a little different in Doug.
Yeah.
Like they don't have McDonald's, but they have a Honker Burger. They have Beatball.
Yeah.
Check out me and Jake's YouTube show, The Pringles Gamer. We dived into
Doug for some reason. Yeah. All right. All of her friends have come to celebrate the 99th birthday in fungus years of the heir to the throne of the Mushroom Kingdom. Toad, the royal mushroom retainer, has decorated the Great Hall of the Royal Palace with glittery ribbons and plastic palm trees. Wooster, the chief mushroom assistant, I guess from the cartoon? Wooster?
Wooster?
That sounds vaguely familiar. There was a period where they used to try to name the toads. They
would
give them their own names. Now, of course, we know that every toad
is, toad.
Is named Toad.
But we know that there is one toad.
So they were trying to Koopa the toads.
Because of course there's Iggy Koopa. There's
I guess now you've just
Koopa.
Got
like Vaughn Koopa.
Now you've just got Toad and you've got Toadette. That's it. It's just like a
Captain binary. Toad
and Captain Toad.
But right. Notice Toadsworth. They're all named Toad.
Yeah. Toadsworth. Remember him?
Yeah,
he's pretty cool. Wooster, the chief mushroom assistant, has made sure the palace floors are more spotless than ever and has baked a huge chocolate cake. All the great fungus nobles have descended from their mountain bungalows to join in the festival. Hell yeah.
Is this going to be a red wedding? What's happening
here? I guess
so,
yeah. Wait, there's chainmail under your shirt, Toadsworth.
You're playing Reigns of Castamere live.
You're playing the 8-bit MIDI version of Reigns of Castamere.
Koopa kids come and just fucking kill everyone.
They're all inbred.
Koopa sends his regards.
And of course, Princess Toadstool would never throw a party without inviting her two dear friends, those fearless defenders of the Mushroom Kingdom, the Mario Bros. Mm. Gee, big brother, whispers Luigi, wiping a glob of chocolate frosting from his bushy black mustache.
What?
Oh, you got something on your mustache. Let me get it off for you.
No, he's wiping it from his own mustache.
No, I'm doing it for him. I'm self-inserting.
Oh, okay. Caldwell's in there?
Yeah.
All right. Here. As just someone who's in love with the Mario Brothers? Sure.
Caldwell Tanner is in this
book. All right. Caldwell's in the book.
As a party goer in love with Mario.
I hope the princess Pringles unwraps gamer. My present soon, Caldwell says. What did you get her? Mario asks. Some shoes, answers Caldwell. Me too, says Mario. So far, Princess Toadstool's 99th birthday party has gone off without a hitch. That's why Mario and Luigi aren't able to enjoy themselves completely.
I have a question, Adam. Is this surprising to you to find out that she's 99 years old?
In fungus years.
In fungus years.
What, and okay, so what are fungus years? Could I get some clarity on that?
Is she near death? Is she going to die?
I mean, it's always been unclear, especially at this point, if Princess Toadstool is a person or a mushroom.
Or a fungus.
Yeah. Well, she's 99 years old in fungus.
She's 99 yeah. years young.
Wait, why is she not a mushroom?
Also, wait, fungus lives for a long time. Why does
yeah,
there...
Yeah, so why would... That's what I was saying.
Wait, hold on. No, hold on a second. I'm sorry. If fungus years work like dog years, right?
Yeah.
The way dog years work is your dog is like 10 years old. Right. Like my dog is actually 70 because they're going to die soon.
Right.
So what they're saying is even though Princess Toadstool looks like a, you know, a 25, 28-year-old woman, actually she's 99 years old. She's about to die. Door.
Whoa.
She's at the end of her
life. This is her last birthday. That's why everyone's trying to get her such nice stuff.
Such nice shoes.
Yeah. Okay. We're all trying to find the shoe she's going to be buried in.
All right. In the history of the Mushroom Kingdom, no one has ever thrown a party that the evil Koopa clan hasn't tried to wreck. Keep on your toes, Mario whispers to the younger, skinnier plumber. Those terrorist turtles are bound to crash this party sooner or later.
Whoa.
Guys.
Okay, just, this was many years before.
Many years before.
Terrorists were just kind of fun at the time.
Yeah, terrorists were like Bruce Willis fought them in movies.
They would just drop.
They were far away.
They would just drop terrorism into Mario books. Yeah, well, keep off my toes, snaps Luigi. You're stepping on my foot. He pushes his brother to one side. Both plumbers are ready for action. Mario has brought his lucky penny along with him. His lucky penny?
Is that a thing?
We have our wading boots. We have our lucky penny. I'm keeping an inventory in my mind. It's a perfect steel trap. I'll never forget.
Okay, don't give that guy a notebook.
I remember we've watched for different 8-bit book clubs and stuff. We watched the Mario show, the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, and Mario has catchphrases that just do not keep like pasta power and stuff like that. So I think that's just one of those things. Just like Mario, I guess, has a lucky penny. Okay.
I bet. I mean, if I was writing like an auxiliary product for like Super Nintendo for like the Mario Brothers, I would be hoping that Shigeru was gonna like read that and be like, "Pasta power, that's brilliant." That's gonna say that now.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So his he's got his lucky penny along with him, and is armed with his strongest plunger. Loves being a plumber.
See, this is again plunger never used by Mario, but they just feel they need to put
it in. They have to. Yeah. Luigi has also brought a plunger, some waterproof matches, and a monkey wrench. Again,
smart. Waterproof matches. That's kind of cool. Is that a real thing in real life?
Uh huh.
Right.
They think so.
You can light
I want to
for sure.
Makes sense.
Buy some and just light them under my faucet.
For lighting farts.
Just then, several mushroom servants make their way through the crowded hall. One is handing out small bags of shiny coins. Another is carrying trays of balloons, noisemakers, fishing nets, and other party favors. Grab one of the toys.
Fishing nets?
Fishing nets. Yeah. Fishing nets. Fishing nets. Mario themed, dude. Come on. Keep up. Grab one of those toys, Luigi advises as he pockets a small bag of coins.
That's not a toy. That's not a toy. You're stealing cash.
I'll take some money.
That was my wallet.
We might have to catch a Koopa or make some noise. Solve the puzzle on the next page to find out which party favor Mario grabs. Choose one of the three wrapping paper patterns. Circle all of the numbered boxes that are decorated with that pattern. God damn it.
Here we go.
Then arrange the boxes in numerical order.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Nobody gets a notebook.
Letters?
Nobody gets a notebook.
Spell out the item that the plumbers will have to help with their adventure. Okay, so.
Do a New York Times cryptic crossword puzzle.
Wow. It's pristine. It has not been solved.
Ooh.
Okay, so
let's see.
Directions are on the previous page.
Oh my God.
We might need a pencil. I'll grab one for you.
You're just choosing one thing.
Okay.
So the patterns are stripe, star, polka dot. Okay, I'm going to select stripes.
Okay, while we do the puzzle, we'll do a sidebar. Just gabbing about Mario with...
Jake and Adam.
With Jake and Adam.
I'm a guest too.
Yeah. Jake, who's your favorite Mario character?
It's gotta be the man himself, Mario.
All right, that adds up. That's good. We're calling her Princess Toadstool in this book, but what would she go on to be known as, or what was she originally known as in Japan and then in later iterations of the American releases of Mario games? What was Princess Toadstool?
Peach.
You got it.
All right. Wow. All right.
Why don't you grill Adam? Let's see if he's faking it.
Where's the where was the first time she was referred to that by that name in the United States?
In the United States, Denver.
Mario 64?
Mario 64, correct. When really? she writes a letter to Mario to open the game.
Yep.
And she says, Peach. You know, yeah, she goes, Princess Toadstool, Peach. Yeah. And I remember at the time going, who the fuck is Peach?
Yeah, yeah. It was confusing.
This is her name? Oh, okay. You got to get with the program. Her name's Peach now.
Wow. And also, the internet was, I don't know, it was way harder to search back then. So you didn't have an answer for that. She just said Peach at the end, and you just had to live with that.
Yeah. Oh, that's her name. Okay.
Ooh. Yeah. 64 was the first time I played Mario, actually.
What?
Yeah. Wow.
What?
I had a Sega when I was a kid, not a Nintendo.
Oh,
I
know, my God.
But we were all born.
You let us.
We were
all born kid in here. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Dude.
Surely you must have
He's
had like
a cousin. He's gonna beat us up. They're so scary, Genesis kids. They're always like shouting and running around and giving you dead arm punches.
That really was me as a kid too.
They're playing Altered Beast, weird game.
They're playing that one game where the guy is made entirely of balls.
Oh, Vector Man.
Vector Man.
That game fucking ruled. I'll admit, I was a Sega kid. I had the original Nintendo, and then I had Sega, and then I feel like it was like kind of the first time retro gaming became a thing, is like kids suddenly started to like old Super Nintendo games during like the PlayStation N64 era. So I went back, I like bought a Super Nintendo off my friend for like $20 or something like that, because he just didn't want it anymore. Okay, Em, do you have a solve for the puzzle?
The first five letters are noise.
Okay, it's a noisemaker.
Oh. Okay, so we've got a noisemaker. We're gonna
assuming it's a noisemaker.
Mm-hmm. Mario Bros. Collect 10 coins. Turn to page 50.
Yes. I'm writing it down on a notes app, so written it down.
Is that okay, Jake?
I mean, I remember everything from Mario, but some people need a notes app thing for sure.
Hey, look at this, Princess Toadstool cries from among the tremendous heaps of ribbons, cards, envelopes, and wrapping paper. She holds up a pair of bright red basketball sneakers. Ooh. Oh yeah, we haven't even gotten into the thing.
Yes.
Wow, we haven't gotten anywhere.
I fully forgot. I got so distracted by the puzzle that I forgot that the princess is gonna ball.
Yeah, she's gonna cross us over.
She's so normcore. She's got some sweet Nikes. She's holding a big Starbucks. And
okay, so I'm gonna skip ahead a little bit, but essentially no one will admit to the fact that they got her the magic basketball sneakers. So,
but does she like them? Is she like, she's pumped.
Yeah. She's saying, I love them.
Okay. So she's like, who got these? And everyone's
and
like,
everyone's
not me.
Like, not me.
Okay.
And
that means suspicious.
That means
drop
it's a
us
Koopa.
Into that moment.
Yeah. Okay. So then, Yippee, she yells, lacing up the high top sneakers. I can't wait to wear these to the Royal Gymnasium. Anyone for a game of pickup? Classic Peach. Absolute classic.
Remember,
Peach.
I'm 99 years
old. Yeah, I'm 99
old,
years
okay?
old.
But I'll be breaking your knees.
My last game.
My bones are made of mycelium.
Wait a minute. Now I remember the king says.
I commune with the fungus. With the fungus hive mind. We are one.
Oh. Step back, jumper.
They are not my subjects. They are my siblings. My kin.
All right, everyone stop joking around. Okay?
I reproduce by spore propagation.
Too far. She's hot.
Okay. So the princess thinks that her dad got it for her, the king. But he goes, oh, wait, I forgot. Now I remember. Here's the birthday present I got for you. He reaches behind the throne and pulls out two orange basketballs. Sorry, I forgot to wrap them, he says.
What a dick. Can I just say, this is like one of the prime sins committed by Extended Universe Mario stuff, is they always need to postulate a King Toadstool.
Yeah.
There's no King Toadstool.
Really?
Wait, isn't there a King Toadstool in Mario 3?
No, those are the kings of the individual Mario, you know, like World 1, World 2.
Yeah,
that's,
dumbass.
That's
yeah,
the king dude. Of that world, awesome. And he's been turned into a dog.
Yeah.
But Princess Toadstool is the ruler of the entire Mushroom Kingdom.
Right.
It's a matriarchy. But Whoa. These fucking Americans are like, princess, there must be a king involved somewhere.
Yeah, fuck that.
And we have seen this in the different adventure books. For some reason, there's a king, and he's just like very forgetful. He just forgets stuff. Yeah. That's kind of his characterization.
Yeah.
All right. So wait. Okay. Just then, strange eerie music begins to drift into the hall. It's very soft at first. Then it grows louder and louder as if it's getting nearer. Princess Toadstool starts to dance. I feel like these cursed shoes are, we're mixed. Well, this is a hat on a hat. This is too much. Yeah. This is a shoe on a shoe. They make you dance. They make you slam dunk.
Right.
What's happening? She says, looking a little alarmed. As the music grows even louder, the princess begins to
this
jog
really
in place.
Fairy circle shit.
Then making her exercise.
Then she starts jumping up and down. Finally, she picks up one of the king's basketballs and begins to dribble around the great marble hall. She
Go, Grandma.
The most insane thing.
Okay, so she's dribbling and leaping high into the air, totally out of control. Arg! She's scuffing up the marble floors. Wooster moans.
Fuck up, Wooster!
If I...
Wooster, you fucking nerd.
If I...
Someone get a buffer.
She's in pain.
If I ever say, help me, I can't stop dunking. Disregard.
Right.
Yeah. Disregard.
Even
let
if you're scuffing up your floors.
Yeah, no, we're going to tour you around the country and sell tickets.
Okay, so she's dribbling away, shouts Toad. So she's dribbling away. We have to solve the puzzle for a clue what the plumbers should do next. Look at the two groups. Okay, so there's a puzzle. God damn it. Solve the puzzle for a clue.
The puzzle mistress is ready.
The plumber should do next. Look at the two groups of basketballs below. Which group is exactly the same as the top group? Okay, this seems easier.
Yeah.
Under the correct choice, you'll find some advice about what the plumber should do next.
Well, they gotta close her down, get big, get under the rim. Draw the charge. Tell them to draw the charge.
Draw the charge. Draw the charge.
We might want to risk a foul here.
Really?
Okay. Yeah,
a strategic foul?
Okay. Maybe we tie the shoelaces together. Yeah.
All right. Let's push her down.
I think I see a difference. This one's just an eyeballer. Run after the princess.
Okay, let's do it.
It's either run to the shoe vault or run after the princess. Run after the princess. Yeah. Correct thing.
Right. You need to solve a puzzle to know that when your friend is in distress, you
We've read some of these game books. There was one where we should have left our friend behind to die because it turns out that they can just save themselves.
Who can know? Who can know the mind of a gamer?
Game book is trying to teach you conflicting moralities.
Yeah. No, they're not trying to teach you.
The world is a gray.
Okay. If the plumber should follow Princess Toadstool, turn to page 86. Okay.
I wonder if this is the book that got Clyde Bosco fired and Tom Wayne then
Whoa.
Took
it. I think this is the first one in the series, the first or second. So
really?
I think this
was like it's number five.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say the princess dunking. Slam that dunking feels princess like we're Peach. Running out of ideas.
That's, we're at the bottom of the barrel here. We got to make 14 more of these things.
Claude, can you come into my office?
Yeah. Mario and Luigi charge out the window after the princess. They tumble into a border of pricker bushes a few feet below. Ow, ouch, ow, grumbles Luigi. God, perfect characterization.
Luigi, save me. I fell too. Ow, ow, it's me, Caldwell.
Okay, so
hold me.
Caldwell, what? you don't have to help. You can stay inside the party.
You're leaving me to die?
It's just a pricker bush, man. You're fine.
Mention me on the next page.
You keep putting icing in our mustaches.
You stole a bag of my coins, Luigi. Yeah.
All right, so she's starting to run towards the desert. The plumbers race after her past the odd floating boxes and metal cubes. We get it. They're in Mario. She has dribbled even further ahead of them. Maybe we should check out the shoe vault, Luigi says. I don't want to get sand in my plumber's boots. If you think the plumber should stop following the princess and head back to the palace, turn to page 112.
You're giving us a second opportunity.
If you think they should keep chasing, turn to page 13.
I think we keep chasing.
Yeah, we can. Yeah,
I mean, we've been fucked by these books before.
We are the kind of heroic friend who, exactly as Adam says, sees someone in distress and runs to their aid.
But on the other hand, sand in the plumber's boots
does sound bad.
Annoying.
Yeah, but at the same time, the last puzzle... I mean, this is bad game design. It is bad game design if now we have to go backwards.
Wait, logically, this is the dumbest move because we've like run away from the castle, we threw the pricker bush, and then we're like, let's go back. Like, she's going to get further away.
It told us to follow her, did it not? Or
We already did that, so we're on to a new thing. And there's some... goof them ups about them falling out of the window.
I think there's going to be magic boots back in the
show.
This is a moment though where the book is asking you, how much do you trust your puzzling ability?
I think it's just bad game design.
I think it's also, it's Luigi suggesting this, and Luigi is a renowned coward. So
yeah,
I think
Luigi's like, I don't fucking care about the princess. That's your girlfriend. Yeah. I don't care.
Are they officially dating? The shoes.
Mario and Luigi?
Luigi and Caldwell are officially dating.
Yeah.
Mario and the princess are like, it's a will they won't they.
Picturing Nintendo releasing an official statement being like, yep, it's incest.
Yeah. All right, we're moving on. We're going to Chase. Make a fast break, Luigi, Mario cries. We're losing her. Plumbers resume their mad dash after Princess Toadstool past the end of the brick road, over a hill, through a field of snapping piranha plants, and onto the hot, dry, sandy plains of the Kupahari Desert. I think we're catching up.
Is this a location?
I hate this.
Just destroying lore.
Where parts of the Mario, of the Mushroom Kingdom, are named after Earth locations. Yeah.
I mean, could you argue that like the Mushroom Kingdom is like a reflection of our world? They're like overlapping planes of existence, and that's why
it's its own place. They aren't. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just lazy writing. It's like this person has no. Who wrote this? Clive?
Clive Bosco, yeah.
Clive Bosco has no affinity for the Mushroom Kingdom. He doesn't understand.
Dude, careful what you say about Clive, okay?
Yeah. Clive?
He was given very little to work with. I mean, when did this book, when was this published?
Guessing like 1993.
I would almost think earlier.
You think so? I think he had
very little to work with at the time.
Yeah. I think this is probably going off Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Yeah.
Lord. 1991.
That's pretty early. Wow. So Mario 3, I believe, came out in 1990. We're very, very early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he doesn't have, you know, a ton to work with in terms of stuff being built out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So they're just filling it in with generic nonsense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So tweeter birds jump down, a swoop down from the air and start grabbing at our heads. Batten down the hatches.
Tweeter
says,
birds?
That's what it says. Tweeters. They look like that. They've got like little birds. Game.
Oh, okay.
Are they from Mario 3?
Those are from Mario 2, I believe.
Yeah. The swoop.
But they don't, no, they don't swoop. Don't they bounce?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Don't they? They're wearing masks.
Yeah, they're wearing masks. They're like shy guy style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Batten down the hatches, says Mario. Let's try to get through this without too many scratches. Carefully, the plumbers make their way into the field of bouncing, twittering, flightless birds. Mario.
There you go. Bouncing.
Whoa. Adam's correct. The Mario. Adam, I almost called you Mario. The greatest compliment anyone's ever given you. Choose any four tweeter birds. Circle them. Then use a ruler. What? Ruler. Yeah. We can do it straight enough, it's fine. And draw a straight line out from every toe on each of those tweeter's feet.
Test it to the pencil. The lines
should continue until they reach the end of the page.
Dad, pull over. I have to get these lines straight.
I need a ruler.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
Can you imagine how devastated you'd be as like a 6-year-old being like, Mom and Dad, do we have a ruler? And then just being like, shut up, quiet.
God. Imagine being a parent like, oh, I'm like, yeah, really impressed. What are you working on, like your math homework or your science or something?
I'm trying to draw a line between tweeter birds, Mom.
Go away.
Get out your protractor and draw a perfect circle with using Mario's mustache as the center point.
Yeah.
And every intersecting
M's using a different game book as
the ruler. Resourceful.
Wow. Yep. Just like Clyde intended. Yep. Buying both of these books.
Oh, yeah.
This is like advanced geometry. You're having to like find the intersecting points.
We have
here?
To find out if it touches Mario and Luigi,
okay.
I believe.
If any of the lines, and I just got a foot that touches Luigi.
Okay, so he's dead.
So it's
he has
page
died.
65.
Page 65? Okay, yeah. If any of the lines touch Mario and Luigi, turn to page 65.
Puzzle Mistress, you've killed Luigi.
You killed Luigi.
Okay.
Why Puzzle Mistress?
Scrooge! A buffalo-sized tweeter comes crashing down on Mario's head. Stars dance in front of the unlucky plumber's eyes. He reels dizzily and faints.
Oh my God, in the desert.
Too much blood loss. A while later, he wakes to find himself slung over his brother's shoulder as they travel up the dark pipe to their Brooklyn plumbing shop.
Dark
he
came up.
What?
Mario's what? Too sore to move.
What?
His Luigi brother looks, says, I'll have to take the leg.
Luigi what? Looks battered and bruised and in a very bad mood. I don't want to talk about it, grumbles Luigi, when the older plumber asks about what happened. But don't worry, I'm going to get you home and nurse you back to health.
Is this what it says in the book?
The princess is dead.
The only blood loss was the only thing I added. Everything else is from the book.
I'm sorry, but just the idea that, okay, so the idea that they are plumbers in Brooklyn who are transported to the Mushroom Kingdom in
Through a dark pipe.
Uh-huh. In Mario canon, it's often that way, but not always. Right. Sometimes they just live there. Sometimes they started in Brooklyn and they're transported. In the new Mario movie, they start in Brooklyn and they're transported. Mm. That's fine. But the idea that they just at will go through a pipe back to Brooklyn, I have never heard
before.
That
they commute via pipe.
Let's go home.
They escape. Yeah, they gave up.
If you want to go like hit up like Union Pool or like we could go to the Barclays Center and catch a Nets game like in between fights with Bowser. Like,
when are our Sleep No More tickets? I just want to make sure that I let Peach know.
Oh, Mario groans, but he doesn't argue, so he's just willingly going to be nursed back to health. Being nursed back to health by Luigi is sure to involve a lot of foul-tasting medicine, not to mention the world's worst recipe for chicken soup. Game over.
Wait, so in this universe that we just created, Princess Peach is eternally bawling?
Yeah, forever.
She unwillingly hops out into the desert, and we're like, oh man, we're going to have to eat chicken soup. That sucks.
So I think this is a classic bad game design of the Nintendo game books, which is, I think we were supposed to go back to the shoe
or
thing.
Or did we make a wrong choice with the tweeter birds?
M was right on the tweeter bird thing.
I think it was choosing four random birds, and I think I didn't realize that I was supposed to try and choose ones that I thought wouldn't.
Master fucked us.
Okay, can we just assume that Emily did a better job?
Yeah. let's assume that I chose.
If none of the lines touch either plumber, turn to page 115.
I thought it was supposed to be like a random thing.
Hey, we're moving fast.
Yeah, let's not question the puzzle mistress, everybody.
Yeah. Everyone fucking relax.
All right,
page 115. All right, whoosh. Three birds go sailing past Mario's ear. Luckily, none of them makes contact. Look out, little brother, he warns Luigi as a huge tweeter rockets towards him. Luigi ducks. Yikes.
I just start calling all birds tweeters.
It really is a good phrase.
Yeah. And instead of saying flying, you say the tweeters are rocketing around.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, these tweeters fucking crapped in my car.
Beautiful day, Susan. These tweeters are really rocketing.
Rocketing around.
Tweeters bouncing?
Yeah, watch out for the stray cats. They might rocket at a tweeter. Excuse me, sir. Are you Canadian and citing deep Mario lore that has since been retconned?
By the way, I got some of your mail the other day. I opened everything. It didn't seem too important.
So this character is a stereotypical Canadian. All right. Okay, so after a few miserable minutes of crawling, dodging, and dashing, Mario and Luigi are finally in the clear. The princess, however, has disappeared completely. The music seems to have stopped too. Ragged circles in the sand lead off into the distance, but there is no sign of movement on the horizon. Hmm, says Mario, scratching his chin and studying the trails in the sand. These could be dribble marks.
Dribble marks.
Dribble marks. Again, she's dribbling in the sand.
She's
That's
dribbling.
Fucking sick.
It just sounds, it makes so me hard. Think of a different verb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A substance.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just.
Hey there, Nadpoles. Did you know that about 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgot about? Truly, even if you think you have your number of subscriptions under control, you might as well check out Rocket Money. just to be sure. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, folks. With Rocket Money, you got full control over all of your subscriptions and a clear view of those expenses. You can see all your subscriptions in one place, so if there's anything you don't want, Rocket Money will help you cancel it with just a few taps. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate your bills lower for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They will deal with customer service and all those AI chatbots so you don't have to. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and it saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions. That is saving their members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
Hey, everybody. It's Emily here to talk to you about Mint Mobile. It's spring cleaning. We're getting rid of the things that don't serve us anymore. And you know what doesn't serve anyone? Expensive phone bills. If you'd like to declutter your finances, it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/pawpaw. That's mintmobile.com/pawpaw. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/PAWPAW. $45 upfront payment minimum required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Goodbye, sweeties.
She's so excited about all of her new shoes.
Okay, well, here we go. We've got a mystery. Yeah, Luigi answers, or they might be giant turtle footprints.
Ooh. Mm.
Okay, what? So what are the prints? Are they dribbles? Or are they turtle footprints?
Or are they turtle dribbles? Are the turtles sexually aroused too?
Giant turtle footprints.
Are they turtle oils?
Do turtles have a perfectly round foot?
I don't think
there's got to be. I think a turtle would be more of a, you know, a trail.
Yeah, they're dragging a whole.
No, they don't drag on their belly. They can lift up.
Well, I guess
turtles have strong.
A turtle
cores.
Or a Koopa?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they can slide. Come on now. Remember the last time we tussled with those horrible Hammer Brothers?
Those terrorists.
We lost one of our best bilge pumps.
They're really going in on the plumbing
the plumber
stuff.
Shit.
Yeah. What
6-year-old wants this?
I love how.
Who wants this?
Dad,
what's a bilge pump?
And the dad just, I don't know.
Yeah, nobody
I don't
knows.
Fucking
hey,
know.
Mario,
you guys are dads. So what's a bilge pump?
I think it's for a boat.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Sure.
I don't see this as even the author of this doesn't know what he's
just
writing.
Like, what is a
unless,
pump?
Unless, yeah. But plumbers probably get a lot of work with the septic tanks of houseboats.
Oh, yeah.
They're always
racking up. There's no sea plumbers. There's just regular ass plumbers.
There could have been one on one of the airships.
All right. Just then, Luigi's quick eyes detect something moving among a cluster of yellow rocks about 50 yards to the left. Shall we investigate, Big Brother? He asks. I don't know, says Mario. If we don't find the princess soon, she might be out of bounds for good.
Oh.
Out of bounds.
Yeah, right. Nothing yeah, like basketball. Making a pun for somebody that
I mean,
you
it doesn't make sense.
Die.
Luigi's like, should we investigate some rocks? It's like, we don't need to be doing side
I
quests.
I saw something move
yeah.
over there.
Yeah. Should we
Brother,
leave?
Focus.
Yeah.
Like, I got sand in my shoes. There's some stuff in some rocks.
Yeah.
I would rather be doing anything else.
Right.
You're when you constantly play, trying to leave, Luigi.
When you play the games, because when we do these adventure books, they do use Luigi as a coward to hold Mario back. Uh-huh. Is that true when you play the game too?
You got it. Yeah,
you're often trying to rescue Luigi or find Luigi. You know, Luigi is a coward. The characterization is real. Luigi's mansion.
Is
he's always scared of ghosts.
Younger brother.
I believe he's the younger brother.
Okay, that's cute.
But it is true that, you know, Mario has almost no character whatsoever. He's a complete cipher. He's blank. Mm-hmm. Luigi is frightened, and that's the only thing we know about him.
Yeah. So. But you can't ever truly be brave unless you are frightened, so Luigi's arguably the braver Mario.
Whoa.
Luigi hero arc.
Think about it. Okay, solve this puzzle for a clue about who or what is hiding among the rocks. Fill in all the shapes containing the numbers divisible by 3.
Mario's like, we don't have time for the puzzle. Yeah. Let's go.
Well, luckily, okay, so this one...
Mario, list prime numbers quickly.
This one has been filled out.
It's this one they've got, and I've checked it. They're divisible by 3.
Okay,
right.
And the puzzle goer before us, Troy, age 9, is very smart.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, they got it. They got it for sure. It's a crown. It's a crown. If you think the plumbers should follow the trail through the Kupahari Desert, turn to page 68. If you think they should check out the group of rocks, turn to page 79. So we want to keep following the princess because we got a crown. That would be, that's a suggestion.
Right.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Technically, it says solve the puzzle for a clue about who or what is hiding among the rocks.
Oh, okay.
Does that suggest there's a crown among the rocks.
Oh.
Does that suggest
so
that
let's
that's.
Let's go to the rocks and get
the
crown.
Yeah. Let's go to the rocks.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe we're going to go you're... play with some rocks.
I wonder if this was just confusing wording. I feel like I don't trust these.
Or maybe we're
books.
Going to get an injury on the crown of our head.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. That actually really adds up.
Yeah.
Wouldn't put it past.
Or maybe the princess herself is hiding in the rocks.
That's what I'm wondering.
Right. She's. Oh.
Yeah. Because it's got the crown. It says, what's hiding in the rocks? That's the wording. So we have to take this book on its word. Yeah. We're trusting you, Clyde.
We've never been burned by an adventure.
Yeah, no. Never, ever. Okay. All right. So we think the crown is rocks. There or the princess is there. We're going to the rocks.
We're going to the rocks.
Page 79. Plumbers decide to check out the rocks before following the tracks in the sand. Even before they reach the cluster of large yellow stones, they know who the mysterious figure is. Leaning against a rock, gasping for air, tired, confused, bedraggled is Princess Toadstool.
Yeah.
Okay, Clyde. I'm sorry for bringing some of our game book baggage against you, because this is actually, all right, everything you've
second
done.
Second time you use the word bedraggled, but that's fine.
This is buttoned up.
That's on your editor, Clyde.
This is buttoned up. Okay, sinister music has stopped playing for now. This is turning out to be the worst birthday party ever. She wails as soon as Mario and Luigi reach her.
That's fair. It is probably her last. Yeah. She's 99. That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, she's had a lot of birthdays, and this one's the worst. Yeah, I can't even imagine.
Okay, I've tried and tried, but these horrible sneakers won't come off. The princess wails. She turns to Mario. Did you find my boots? She asks. Boots? The older plumber replies. Uh-oh. All this trouble, and you want another pair of shoes? He's beginning. She's a girl. She loves shoes.
Wow.
My special magical boots, explains the princess. They belonged to my great grandmother. She used their powerful magic to help the Mushroom Kingdom.
She died when she was 101.
Yeah. oh, no. That was back in the old wild days when there were monsters even worse than the Koopas. Now I keep the boots in a glass.
Wait. Well, there's like deep lore here. What do you mean worse than the Koopas?
Monsters worse than the Koopas.
Sorry, this is deep.
Mario prequel?
Yeah, we don't get that deep. Now I keep the boots in a glass shoe box in a vault deep below the palace. Were we supposed to go?
Yeah. How do we know that?
I think we were.
We almost went to the shoe closet, but not this shoe closet.
Okay. Okay, and you think these boots will help you out of this mess? I don't know, Princess Toadstool sniffles. I've always thought I would need them someday, and now that her words trail off and she begins to sob loudly.
Oh, God.
Gee whiz, Princess, don't cry. We'll get your boots for you. Just tell us what they look like. Drying her eyes, the princess looks up and opens her mouth. Suddenly, the music begins to play again. Before the princess can say another word, the spell seizes her. She grabs her basketball and begins to dribble out into the desert.
No.
All right.
Honestly, it doesn't look that miserable.
Yeah, it seems fine.
It's an amazing image to picture a princess. Says dribbling into the expanse of the desert.
Yeah. Every time she dribbles the ball, it just stops dead in the sand. It doesn't bounce at all.
This is some David Lynch shit. I love it.
Yeah. Solve this puzzle for a clue that will help Mario find the princess's boot. There are 10 different shoes hidden in the word search. They go up, down, across, backwards, and diagonally. Circle them. The leftover letters will spell out a place where you might find the queen's old boots. Okay, so this person did some of them.
We have the word sandal, ski, flat. They didn't get flat, but flat is a type of shoe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Loafer, wedgie. This person,
a wedge.
But it's wedgie. Do you think that's
that must maybe it was something
know.
In the 90s.
Sneaker,
wedgie. Maybe it's an Australian shoe.
Oh, slipper.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Wingtip.
Okay. And then I think it's the letters that are left over.
It's A R O D E A.
A rod.
A rodeo.
Oh, because it's a boot.
Great. Turn to page 44.
Okay.
Cool.
So we solved the puzzle.
I think rodeo will come into play. Okay. Mario and Luigi race after Princess Toadstool. Each time the basketball bounces against the sandy ground, it kicks up a small cloud of yellowish dust.
Sound of a basketball bouncing on sand sounds like it'd be really nice, right?
Oh. Psst, psst,
psst, psst. Yeah. Okay. Luigi's moving too fast to stop. They're chasing her. So he jumps right over the hole. This is the cold open. He wails. He tumbles down into the darkness for a few seconds.
Everyone's
and lands,
wailing in these
everyone
books.
Fucking wails. And lands on his
wail,
knees. And lands on his knees in a mound of soft, moist sand.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh. Oh, that'd be great for building a sandcastle.
This is where everyone's pissing.
Yeah. this is the piss sand.
Yeah. The castle drains to here.
That was a pretty smooth landing because of all the piss, he says, standing up and brushing himself off. Then Mario comes crashing down on top of him. Watch where you're plunging, shouts Luigi, angrily picking himself up off
the just like sometimes they just, toss in a plumbing word.
We can put in a sump pump right here and drain this whole thing.
I just think we're not reminding kids enough that these plumbers mostly deal with shit.
Oh yeah, says Mario. Do you think I liked landing on you? You're lumpier than Bowser Koopa's head.
They have like a not a good dynamic.
No, they're yelling
other.
At each other.
This is the first time that Bowser has come up.
Yeah.
In the entire book.
So it literally says here, after standing in total darkness for a few minutes arguing about whose fault everything is, they finally decide it's all Bowser Koopa's fault. With that settled, Luigi takes his pack of waterproof matches from his overalls pocket and lights one.
I'm sorry, Clive is out of pocket. Calling him Bowser Koopa. That has never been his
name. I think they're trying to make the transition to Bowser.
Yeah.
I listened to, yes, that's true. In Japan, he was Bowser the whole time.
Yeah.
In the US, the early translations were King Koopa.
Right.
Or calling him Koopa. And then around this time, Nintendo starts being like, no, he's Bowser. That's his name.
Right.
And he's Bowser, King of the Koopas. It sort of became King Koopa is his title.
Yeah.
His name is Bowser.
Oh, so it's like how like you're like the Duke of Windsor or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Charles the Duke of Windsor.
Yes.
Bowser,
Earl
King
of
the Koopas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Makes sense. Okay.
Well, I knew a kid who thought that. He tried to convince me. I don't even remember in Mario 3, when you're fighting Bowser, you can fly over the edge of Bowser's battle arena and there'll be another Bowser. Like, what? Sort of like when you go to a warp zone, mm-hmm. like you go outside the bounds of the stage, there's another Bowser, and a uh-huh. kid tried to convince me that one of them was King Koopa and one of them was Bowser. And I was you're
shit.
Fucking stupid.
So do you think what that was your explanation, though?
I don't know why there was a second Bowser, but they were both Bowser. There was not that one was...
I don't
kids
know,
just
dude.
Come
did
up
he
with
teleport?
Like that.
I don't did know. He teleport?
That kid is a senator now, right?
All right. Okay, so they're trying to figure out where to go. The two plumbers are now standing in a deep, sandy crater. There's three different tunnel openings. There's no sound of the princess, the madly bouncing basketball, or the eerie, mysterious music. Where to next? Your guess is as good as mine. I'll flip my lucky penny, but it has only two sides. Let's try this way then, Luigi says as he strikes a second flickering match. The two plumbers trudge off into the dim, sandy tunnel.
I'll flip
tunnel.
My lucky penny, but it only has two sides?
Because there's three tunnels.
Right.
So for some reason we're using them.
It's just the weirdest thing in the world is to point out that coins have two sides. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, this is from the upside world where I'm a plumber. And their coins aren't
I think
spheres
it,
like
so
yours.
So I guess my headcanon here is that Mario, this is literally the one penny, the only possession he has from Brooklyn. Although, again, it's established that
he can go back
whenever they want.
Right.
Yeah. He can just go back if he gets really hurt.
This was the first penny he ever made. It's kind of a Scrooge McDuck thing.
Yeah.
He fished it out of a piece of shit in a toilet.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll need a penny. Start in the center space and follow any of the three arrows. Whenever you reach a circle, use the pennies to check if the circle is exactly the same size as the coin. What the fuck? I thought I was just going to have to flip stuff and it was 50-50. I grabbed a D4.
No, you need a penny.
Actual goddamn penny? I'm going to have to search my home for a penny?
Mom, do you have a penny?
We're just going to have to eyeball this and see if we think it's a penny size because I don't want to look for a penny.
No one has pennies anymore.
Yeah.
Not a single person listening to this podcast has a penny within 100 feet of them.
I think that if I looked, I bet I would have a penny.
Okay.
Do you guys want me to find a penny? Whenever I see them on the street, they look lonely.
Okay. All right. So we might have a penny here. Whenever you reach a circle, use a penny to check if the circle is exactly the same size as the coin. If it is, follow the arrow next to yes. If the circle is not the same size as your coin, follow the no arrow. When you reach the box at the end of your trail, match the symbol on the box with one of the symbols at the bottom of the page, directions will tell you where to turn.
Clyde was on one.
I know exactly how big a penny is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love that Mario's like, I got a lucky penny. I can flip it. You, and then it's like, okay, get your penny, but you're not going to be flipping it.
Okay, yeah. So, okay, so there's a picture of, this is really some Mario 3 shit. There's a picture of a flower, picture of a star, and a picture of a mushroom, and we can end up at anyone based on our penny stuff.
Wow, oh, penny. She's got a penny.
So, okay, we, M's got a penny.
It's like the worst Ouija board ever.
Okay, so we start, oh God, which way do we want to go? All right, so let's go one, two, or three. You guys have a preference?
Three.
Three.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to go
the
three.
Biggest number.
Wow, okay. So we're going to three. Yes or no? Okay, that is absolutely the same size as the penny. So yeah. We're going to pick yes.
I'm
we
looking
go to the
at,
next
just,
thing.
Just eyeballing this, we didn't need the
wow.
penny.
Wow. We definitely didn't need the penny. I don't know. That looked a little big to me for a penny. Okay, so
that
yes.
That was smaller than the penny.
Yeah, okay, that one's smaller than a penny. So no, yeah. We go down here. That is smaller than a penny also, so that's no. That is
same size.
Same size, so that is yes. That gets us to a star. Cool.
Oh, all right. This seems so complicated until we got the penny.
Yeah, once we got the penny, everything really... Once we listened to the instructions instead of trying to blow past
Let's
them
Let's see
for
the year on this
content.
Bad boy. 1993.
Wow.
Whoa. This okay, penny hadn't even been made when this book came
wow.
out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really makes
that's
you
a
think.
30-year-old penny.
We've reached the star man. We're going to turn to page 58. Mario and Luigi walk along for some time. Gradually, their eyes get used to the dark, which is a good thing because Luigi's running out of waterproof matches.
Fuck, what if we have a really stinky Whoa. Shit?
All right. Yeah. Then they hear the music.
What if we need to light a fart?
Yeah. Okay. They start to hear the music. Their surroundings, however, have slowly been changing. I wasn't paying any attention, says Mario. When did it get light and when did the walls get to be so round? In fact, the plumbers are now walking through a big long tube.
Oh.
They begin to pass more and more side branches as they follow the music. The round corridor swerves to the right and then to the left. The plumbers walk through several chambers that have four or five openings leading away from them. Finally, decide to rest in a small chamber. Blah, 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 blah. By this time, the puzzled plumbers can no longer tell where the music is coming from. Wait a minute, says Mario. He taps one finger against a wall, causing a clear metallic twang. Then he points to a round steel-rimmed opening in the middle of the floor. We're in Pipe World. And I know where else we are, says Luigi.
I got to turn to Adam. Pipe World ring a bell?
Okay, it actually does.
Okay.
Isn't that World 7?
It's World 7 of Mario 3 is Pipe World, which is surprising because you think it's every world is Pipe World.
Right.
But it's literally almost every surface in Pipe World is made of pipes.
Is this where all the pipes come from?
Genesis of pipes.
This is the nexus of all pipes. Okay. This is where pipes begin and end.
If pipes are like an invasive vine, this is where they were planted.
It's a jungle of pipes. Okay. There's piranha plants everywhere.
So there were several non-choices where it was just like, they're lost, turn to page 9. They're lost, turn to page 7. So I've just kind of skipped ahead. At last, the plumbers turn a corner and enter a square chamber with three large pipes sticking out of the floor. The music becomes louder. Now we're getting somewhere, says Luigi. He starts to climb into the center pipe. Wait, cries Mario. Remember rule number 1 of the plumbing academy?
Oh,
yes.
Look,
you gotta sneak first.
Look before you leak.
So we're leaking.
Rule number one of the plumbing academy is don't just drop trow and piss anywhere. You have to look at where you're peeing to make sure it's in the toilet.
That must be why there was such a specific wet spot in the desert, because everyone is following and they're looking and they're all pissing in the same
they're
place.
Looking. They don't have plumber academies in the Mushroom Kingdom, so they're just peeing everywhere. They don't have the reverence for the toilet that we have.
So much moisture in this book. There's leaking, there's wet sand,
dribbling.
Yeah, okay. Princess is dribbling.
Okay, everybody.
I have an early theory, by the way.
Okay, interesting.
The noisemaker, which we don't know if we have a noisemaker, we just solved the beginning of it and got noise, but the noisemaker could drown out the organ music is possessing
what her. Do you You're think right. the music that's playing is? Is it like it's an orchestra or it's
an
organ?
It's a waltz for sure.
It's gotta be a waltz. Okay.
Yeah, right, spooky waltz.
Mm. Or it's the Space Jam soundtrack.
Oh, it's the Space Jam. I was
played
wrong.
On an organ.
Okay. If Luigi has the basketball, turn to page 108. Definitely does not have the basketball.
Mm-mm.
All right, we have to choose left, center, or right pipe.
Right pipe.
Right pipe.
Right pipe. You're giving that right pipe. You know what I mean?
That's definitely what the author wanted you to think.
Okay. This one looks very promising, Mario says. He and Luigi drop into the right-hand pipe. They find themselves on a long metal catwalk. It leads them through an enormous cavern of pipes that twist about in every direction. The mysterious music grows louder. Look, Mario shouts, pointing to a cluster of pipes that hang above their heads. Instead of metal, many of the tubes are made of clear glass, and they're filled with coins.
Whoa!
Wait, glass tubes?
Pennies!
Yeah, glass tubes.
This predates the one for the Wii U.
Super Mario 3D World is also thinking of that, where there's clear pipes that have coins in them, and you sort of go into them, and you go down like a little track, kind of. Like,
holy
and
shit.
You collect the coins
and
as
this
you
is
go.
The Clyde original.
They stole it from Clyde. We were being hard on Clyde before, but like Clyde has been robbed.
Well, he's pitched a lot of lore, and it seems like only one.
One got through.
Adam caught it ahead of time when we were looking at the covers that the pipes look like pipe organs. Because as they look at it,
that's the music. That's funny.
Luigi uses his pipe wrench. Help me pick these up. Luigi orders Mario. Okay. As Mario helps his brother gather the coins that didn't fall, he notices something strange about several of the metal pipes that are overhead. The mysterious notes aren't coming through the pipes anymore. The pipes themselves are making the music. Different pipes are ringing with different tones. This is a giant pipe organ, Mario declares, and all the pipes making the music are leading straight down. One of the largest musical pipes is only 2 feet from the catwalk. Follow me, cries Mario. He jumps from the catwalk, hugs the pipe, and slides down towards the floor of the cavern. Wait up, Luigi calls, jumping after him.
I'm totally Team Clyde, by the way. Like, the pipes turning into pipe organs, pretty clever. Yeah. You know what? This tweeter is rocketing.
This is a cut above.
My tweeter's rocketing.
My tweeters are absolutely rocketing.
My tweeter is rocketing as well.
All right, solve this puzzle to find out how many coins the plumbers collect. Start at
my
the catwalk.
My sky high.
All right, start at the catwalk and follow the trail. When you reach a set of arrows, choose a direction. When you reach a star, you are done. Okay.
It's been solved. Everyone, rest assured.
Troy got
rest
this.
Assured. Troy got this.
Okay. Thanks, Troy.
If they collect 10 to 50 coins, turn to page 28. That's what
10 to 50?
10 to 50. That's what it says.
Wow, what
less
a range.
Than, there's less than 10, more than 51, and 10 to 50. I just followed the ones that was already there, and it was 42. Boy, it's a good thing this stuff was here to break our fall. What did they fall onto? They find Mario and Luigi slide down the cold metal pipe, rapidly gaining speed. Slow down, Luigi calls. I can't.
It's a bunch of flushed condoms.
The two plumbers zoom down to the bottom of the pipe and crash into a giant mound of flushed condoms. Boy, it's a good thing this stuff was here to break our fall. The flushed condom, says Mario. But really, you shouldn't be flushing condoms, says Luigi. That's
really
plumber school rule number two.
Look before you leak. Don't flush condoms.
Throw them out.
If you dribble in it, don't flush it. It's okay to flush a fresh condom.
Okay. It looks
no,
like,
it's not.
Okay, so
I
what,
think it's the suction. I think it's the
this
suction.
This is like the educational part at the end of the Mario Brothers Super Show. Like,
hey, kids, we had a lot of fun today, but remember, don't flush your condoms. Yeah.
It's a very
it's bad for
episode.
The environment.
If you know anybody that's flushing condoms, call this number.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mario. I didn't know.
Okay, so they actually fall in a giant amount of crumbled paper balls. And somebody says, get out of
here. I'm now picturing Luigi being like... It's like always jerking off into a condom.
It's easy cleanup.
Ah, yes. This is where all of the Mushroom Kingdom's cum tissues end up.
Get out of here, a deep, scratchy voice bellows.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Someone's jerking it in there. Murph is so mad. He's trying to get to the end of this book so bad.
Which Koopa jerks off the most is the real question.
Wait, that's a really good transition.
Well, it's got to be Bowser Cooper.
It.
That's why he's the
it's
king.
Bowser. Yeah. All right, you're standing
that's
on.
What he's the king of.
You guys done?
Never.
Why am I in trouble?
Merv's mouth got so tiny and angry.
You're standing on my fourth symphony. Mario and Luigi look up and freeze with terror. A few feet away, perched upon a high stool, is Ludwig von Koopa.
Oh, shit.
Ludwig looks awful. He's wearing a tuxedo jacket and a white bow tie splotched with orange juice stains. Sure.
Great.
In front of him are several giant rows of organ keys. I don't know how you two got here, he growls, but you're interrupting my rehearsal. About 10 yards away, a large stage has been set up in the cavern. On one corner of it, a string quartet of four piranha plants are trying to scratch out a weak rendition of the organ tune that the plumbers have been following all day.
Okay.
A basketball court has been crudely drawn in the center of the stage. Still wearing the red high-top sneakers, Princess Princess Toadstool is dancing helplessly underneath a basket.
There's a lot going on here. Yeah. Where we've got Ludwig von two books.
This is two different books.
Yeah.
Well, he wanted to do a trilogy and they wouldn't let him. Like, fit it all in one.
We'll just take the ideas for a prequel.
Like, Ludwig von Koopa is a classical music Koopa, obviously. Yeah, but he's not a basketball Koopa.
That adds up.
No.
Well, they're like, how do we add 90s radness to it?
Right. That's it.
Like, Clyde pitched it, and he's like, all right, yeah. Ludwig von Koopa.
Shaquille O'Neal shows up.
Yeah.
I am excited to find out, though, like, what her endlessly dunking, how it's benefiting them.
Has she dunked yet? I think she's just been dribbling.
She's had nothing to dunk upon.
She's just crossing people over, and that's it.
All right, we'll see. Okay.
She's just breaking ankles.
Fundamentals.
Your Highness calls Mario. Mario, the princess cries weakly. Quiet, snaps Ludwig. She's working for me now. I couldn't get anyone to play or listen to my music, not even my Koopa sister and brothers, so I've had to do a little recruiting to gather my performers.
Oh, he's a kid, so he wants to play basketball and work on his music. He has a lot of interest. He's got hobbies.
He said to his sisters and brothers, would you play basketball while I play organ music? And they said no.
All right, well, it's gonna add up. Ready? We will now play for you my latest ballet, Dribbling Beauty, starring Princess Toadstool.
Oh, no.
Ludwig, no.
That really paid off.
Oh, that absolutely paid off.
That fully rocketed my tweeter.
My tweeter is
bouncing. Oh, it's in the stratosphere.
Dribbling.
Okay.
Dribbling Beauty.
All right, so they all start playing. The plumbers stand frozen with horror watching the performance. There's no denying it.
She's dribbling.
The ballet is terrible. Careful. What should we do? Whispers Luigi. Solve this puzzle for a clue. Study the picture on the opposite page carefully. Circle all the balls that you think will land in the baskets. The letters on these basketballs spell out what the plumber should do next.
While you do this,
okay.
Can I just say, like, there's such a simple solve to make this make sense, which is their organ music is played at basketball games.
Yeah,
there are organ players. Ludwig could say, I always wanted to play the charge music for the Chicago Bulls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I created a basketball arena so I could do that, so I could be the cool basketball organ player. But no, instead he made a ballet about...
I actually don't hate a basketball ballet.
Basketball ballet is really something.
M's on board, unfortunately.
Like, for the halftime, imagine. It's just like a whole different set of basketball players come out, and they're doing like a beautifully choreographed basketball dance. It's really nice.
I mean, that would be a great ballet. It would. Okay. I am
Space
thinking
Jam
about
the ballet.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Adam, if it helps, it's called Dribbling Beauty.
I think what actually happened here is that Nintendo really wanted that glass pipe idea, so they just like had to keep entertaining Clyde's other ideas.
I see. Mm.
They're like,
I see.
He can have like a. Yeah. He can have
what
some sort
a
of
Pringles can except for a pipe? Isn't that kind of interesting?
Holy shit! That's why they partnered together. That's why they did the collab.
Yeah, because Pringles is a pipe.
Whoa.
Okay.
A pipe of chips.
So unfortunately, I solved the puzzle, and it is use the boots, and we absolutely don't have the boots.
Yes.
So it says if the plumbers have a box of boots.
Do we have to go all the way back?
No. We're going to ride this out. Okay. So there's three options. If you think the plumbers should attack Ludwig von Koopa during a page
yeah,
15.
Dude.
If you think if the plumbers have a box of boots and you think they should open them out during page 120.
Attack.
If you think the plumbers should wait and watch the rest of the performance.
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
Oh.
So we don't have a box of boots. We do love the performance. Do we want to watch or do we want to attack?
Dribbling Beauty is going to get so wet and wild, and I want to see it all. Okay. I'm in the splash zone.
Yeah, what do you guys think?
It would be, if we just talked about how much we liked the concept of Dribbling Beauty, we got to see it.
We are all attacked, but I feel like, unfortunately, we do have to just watch it.
I think, like, the second we stop enjoying Dribbling Beauty, we attack.
Yeah. The second we can't enjoy Dribbling Beauty is the second we lose our way as artists.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, that's not an option. Oh my God, it's not an instant game over. We can actually just watch the show.
Yes.
Okay, Ludwig plays a dozen more notes that are about his musical as a grocery store cart tumbling down a flight of stairs.
Wow.
So he just likes music, but he sucks.
That's sad.
Has he played music in other games? Or, like, is this a revelation that
he's just like, he's sort of a Koopa avatar of Beethoven.
Yeah. Okay.
Ludwig asks how the show was. Luigi and Mario have some attitude and say that it's bad.
What?
And this is
a child trying to learn.
Yeah. Well, that's not good enough, Ludwig snarls. With both hands, he plays a droning chord on the great pipe organ. Instantly, two sandbags drop from the ceiling. They fall on Mario and Luigi, knocking them unconscious.
What?
Oh, God.
Oh, we have to go back to Brooklyn.
That's concussion, dude. That's concussion. Sometime later, the plumber's awake. What happened? Asked Mario groggily. They are now wearing size 13 ballet slippers and have frilly tutus over their plumber overalls. Yeah!
This is perverted.
A strange force field keeps them from moving as they stand upstage from Princess Toadstool. Helplessly, she trots around the court twice. Then she stands and spins the basketball on her index finger. Whoa, turn to page 55.
Imagine putting on a pair of sneakers and you can spin a basketball on your finger.
He's a classic magic sneaker.
Okay, so Ludwig von Koopa is going to keep them in the show for a 9-year-long tour.
Wow,
that's great. 9 years, Mario and Luigi and Princess Toadstool all scream in horror at the plumbers have released the cowboy boots for page 77. There's so much shoe stuff that we
missed. We really needed to go to that ball.
Yeah, it wanted us to go back. They tried to tell us twice.
They told us to do it. No, but they told us not to originally.
Size 13 ballet slipper. I could live in that.
If I had to give Clyde one note, it would be to not give us a puzzle that says to not go to the shoe room and then tell us.
Yeah, if we obviously had to go to the shoe room.
We definitely needed to go to the shoe room and just collect a bunch of shoes.
Yeah, just go shopping.
All right, turn to page 16 if you don't have the cowboy boots. Whew. With a crunch, Ludwig cracks his scaly knuckles. Then he sits down in front of the organ. 5, 6, 7, 8, he shouts and begins to play. Mario and Luigi begin to hop and twirl along with the music. How embarrassing, Mario grumbles. Sure, if the plumbers have the Starman, turn to page 84, we do! We have something!
Man.
We got it, because we got it in the maze, remember? I got the Starman. Yeah.
You remember the Mario cartoons, Mario Super Show, Mario Brothers 3, Mario World, almost every episode ended with them going like, Star Power!
Oh, yeah.
And like going invincible and destroying all the Koopas. So this has got to be the moment.
Mario grabs the Starman. Got it, he whispers. Immediately, his body changes with the energy of invincibility. With his newfound strength, he spins around twice in time with the music and leaps off the stage, breaking free of the evil melodies holding.
I'm dribbling.
But he's still in a tutu.
Says Ludwig as the plumber races towards him. Mario reaches the organ and knocks the turtle from his stool. Don't touch any of those controls, Ludwig screams. Says Mario, spying the two knobs above the keyboard. I wonder what these things do. Solve the puzzle. So many puzzles. When Mario pulls the lever, the gears will start to turn. That will make the pointer move. Figure out which sign the pointer
this is a missed point puzzle. To,
and you'll stop Mario from making a big mistake. I think Mario should. All right, so we have to choose if Mario will spin the knob left or right, or will pull the knob left or right. Figure out which sign the finger will point to, and you'll stop Mario from making a big mistake. Okay. We've edited out some of our puzzle solving, but Adam figured it out that we should not pull the left knob.
Well, Adam said the same thing.
Adam said it with more confidence,
so you believed me.
No, it wasn't that. It was Adam solved the puzzle, and Em just picked a random one.
I eyeballed it. It wasn't random. It just wasn't.
I think you got it intuitively.
Committed.
You just looked at it and the whole gestalt sort of came to you.
Yeah. All right.
You
were eyeballing.
All right, so
just like my princess.
You were dribbling.
Okay, so we want to pull the knob on the right because we don't want to pull the left knob.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so page 72. Mario reaches up and grabs the knob on the right. Don't touch that, shrieks Ludwig. I guess that means I should, the plumber says. He chuckles and pulls the lever towards himself. It slides out of its socket and comes loose in his hand. Suit yourself then, the turtle composer says cheerfully. Immediately, a gigantic nozzle swings down from the high chamber ceiling and stops directly over the plumber's head. Squawking and howling, a horrendous horde of Cheep Cheeps and Tweeter Birds showers down on Mario. Turn to page 65.
Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I solved it wrong.
Scrooge. A giant, we got the tweeter ending again.
What?
What? Oh.
Scrooge, a buffalo-sized tweeter comes crashing down to Mario's head.
Oh, wow.
We get taken back and nursed. We get nursed by Luigi again.
It was fate.
We've been playing for like an hour and a half. We just got freaking tweetered again.
It always comes back. Luigi's shit chicken soup.
We're dead.
Insane that it didn't end with the 9-year tour.
All right.
Like I'm so sorry.
We'll go back. I was very confident.
I was really not confident, but then I got confident once you were confident.
Literally, I just don't know how gears work, but I thought I did.
We'll go back to the gears on the Patreon. That's what we'll do.
It's not surprising that two writers looked at a mechanical picture and didn't understand how it worked.
We were not built for this.
No, we're no Troy.
You know, who knows? Sometimes these game books also just like, because you solved a puzzle wrong 4 puzzles ago, or because we didn't have the cowboy boots, we couldn't possibly win this.
I'm wondering if we should go all the way back and do a... and a do a shoe closet.
Yeah,
run.
We gotta go. We gotta go
back to the shoe closet. I think we need to do that initial choice. Instead of following her, we go to the shoe closet.
I want
to
see I want to see what the right answer is of the one we just did.
Well, we will continue reading the game book over on the Patreon. So check that out: patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing
yet.
Adam will be joining us over there. Adam, thank you for joining us. Do you have anything you want to plug?
Oh my god! I mean, I do a podcast called Factually on podcast and YouTube channel. Go check me out there. Yeah,
please.
Right on. Check out Adam.
YouTube.com/PringlesGamer.
Now I'm gonna create that. Yeah.
Right on.
Don't you also stream video games sometimes?
Sometimes on Twitch, not as much as I used to. Putting a lot of time into the old YouTube.
Okay, cool.
All right, we'll take another crack at this. You can follow us on social media that we may or may not use, at CHMersMe, at Caldy's Caldwell, at Ashford's Emily, and at Jerkwards is Jake. And you can tweet about the show using #NadPod, that's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of the nation.
They made a book about a video game.
Game.
We made a podcast about that book.
It's the end of the show, everybody, and that means I need to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders, starting with Brad D., Jeffrey S., Lord of the Fjord, Hugh C., Later McSkater, Matt M., Cutter W., Jeff C., Daniel G., Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Danny P., Bryant, Best Friend to Nathan the Horse, Vincent W., Victor T., a.k.a. Balnor's Boy, Hoyd's Friend, Justin I, Danny Danster, TJM, Treylay the Cray, Christopher B, Daniel R, Jordan L, Cyborg Version of Josh the Kobold, Targot, Stevie Wags, Hellish Rebuker, PhD, R.I.P. Squeam, he died as he lived, without context, Princess Yar, Jory S., Jack L., Nicholas C., star of every film ever made in Bohemia, now starring in the Iron D production A Squire Never Tires, Samuel B., Mike H., Alka-Smeltzer Plus, Great Value Gemma, Adam G., Tyler F., Nabadger, Panama James, Herodrian, Carborough Chapel Hill FPV, Rex Daniel the White, Diana DL, CC Lulu, Hercule Poirot, the Rabbit Folk Detective, Ryko, Calder Comes Cold, shout out to the Cold Come Companions, Frosty Facial, what the hell? No. Taylor B, the Vengeful One-Winged Angel, Cass Skateboard Cass, Steven Speeds Into Seasons of Sneezin' C, Mike K, Lady Taco, and Team Incredulity. Incredulity? I don't know how to say that word. Jake L, Nick W, William W, Big Bad Beard of the Mad, Anana Rama, Percival Frederick Stein von Musil Klazowski de Rolo III, J Dragonborn, Goose Henry, The Sandrian, Ben A, Dave H, Christian S, A Totally Normal Vulture, Dustin S, Danny F, Hawkeye Pierce, Bookvar's Assistant Issy F, DPC is awesome. Sean, the Shade Tree Mechanic of Zobaldar. Summer Rose, aka Grand Terre. Cat C, Misa of House and Zunza. Ariel, the Occasional Mermaid. Selena N, aka Valet Sea Raptor. B Perky Always. Pat L. Maxwell J. Lauren H. Nalani, the Coffee Barista Brewing Fighter of Linpeel and Bohemia. Serve 16, The Bone Duster, Annie the Feywild Therapist, Skillful Ferret asking for a fan art request. You know what? Let's keep it simple. Let's do Adam Conover as Mario and Emily as Yoshi. Connor S, Salil, Weed Goku 69, BioQuirt 7, Amber Dextrous, Sullivan H, Trub Hop Dropper, Jack H, aka Hey Guys, 8-Bit Book Club has 998 reviews on Spotify. Two more on Scribe said his dad would guest. Let's juice. I don't know what a lot of these references are. Did Caldwell say his dad would guest? I think maybe I vaguely remember that. Lindsay W, Valen, Carlin C, Emily S, Noah the Bullywug Boy, hashtag release the filthy guppy cut, James G, Everything Bago, the Aladrin who just wants to hang out with his pet badger Stripey, Daddy Master Dandy, Han, Eric B, Marcos, Learns the Balanced Druid, Dakota JP, Frida M, Tracy P, the Crick Elf Librarian, Maggie S, Holly Hyena, Leah, Giovanni the Fighter, Akash T, Dufinius, Russell H, a monk named Dilgo, yes, the whole thing, yes, every time, Cody C, Keith Chains, Pentium 2 Processor, Lorelei the Succubus, and Kyra, her busty queen, Turt Cobain, the Tortle Barbarian, Matt M, your friendly neighborhood Yaunt and Yunkle, Andrew and Sid, John Adams, the write-in candidate for 2024, Meg, the mail carrier manager of Bohemia, James F, Jimmy A, M4L, Austin S, Wayfarer now has to do something with the trolls, get rid of them, turn to page 42, keep them, turn to page 69, Shane C, Barpo Goodbarrel, Barbarian, Welshlander, Garrett G, aka One Big Curd, Mr. D, Dana the Daisy, Ethan B, Havy the Half-Orc, Renee the Monster Captain, Box C, Olivia the Enchanting Bard, who is working hard on her audition for the lead singer of the Mountain Crows, Winter Slade, Sammy B, Bohemia's Finest Linguist, Riley S, Fico, Garrett the Artificer, Anthony, the raddest of dudes, Josh H, Caleb L. The fairies have been partying nonstop to celebrate hashtag CCC. We are hungover and resting and wishing the best of luck to you. Cantrip Dumbledore, the bear onesie wearing barbarian. Lexi H, MJ, the BFG, Cam, the frogman, Artavius K, Gino T, Mama Bell, Derek D, Tristan the Talentless Hunk, BTA Workshop, Shenanigans O'Connor, Mios the Great, Alex K, Joshua S, Alexander, Linz W, Angela LaPamela, the Forever Vindicated, Emma S, Red the Reforged Warforged, Pavu Eskinar, the Goliath Paladin providing service with a smile, a breathless heavy whisper, a breathless heavy whisper to get there. Get there. A cat napping in a sunbeam listening to a podcast. Nyax Nasty Nut. What the fuck? C Jam Hampton. Shelby, Kenna's second favorite Sprite gal. She's casting Power Word Party on everyone listening. If below 150 HP, you must now limbo. Jackson R. Blake H. searching for a sweet blue hole with his bestie Big Bev. Pawpaw Sky Days. Claire and Callum Macbeth. Meemaw Sky Days. Oh, it's V. Tommy W. Mike and Lisa sending love to you all. Thank you, Mike and Lisa. Haley the Human. Megan N. The Big M. Balnor's best friend, Steve. Stephanie of House and Zunza, Jake's Ramen Shop, R.I.P. Melchior the Brave Lion and Warrior, who even cares about the rest of the party? Benjamin A., Sacrificial Otaku, pen name for Callie's cousin who discovered anime and is trying to spread the word all over Bohemia. Jiggy M., Mikkel A., Josh H., Let's Combine into Ultimate Mega Yakmozord 9000, Froki, Jacob K., Maple the Shy Bookworm, Ashley, Seth E., Billy Batson, Tori, the Dragoose son of Thomas, the bisexual goose, bi icon and father of 69 signets, Sock Monkey Bob, Wolfwing Pup on a Spelljammer, broke through the blue veil, and now in the space between planescapes, I think I see a squid ship. Michael L.S., Jacob P., Parcel, Dex Riddlewell, Hannah A., Ace Dregs, High Lord of Kritzberg, Joshua F., Darius D, Troy's mom, Venn diagram, Nurse Betty 144, and finally GKC. Tee hee. Thank you all so much for listening. We will be back next week with another episode and a short rest after that, so be on the lookout for that. Thank you so much to all of our benevolent Council of Elders and all of our Patreon subscribers, and of course all of our listeners. We'll catch you all next time.
That was a HeadGum podcast.